Greetings in the blessed holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening. This is going to be in a continuation of my series, God's Chosen. And the subtitle of this message is going to be Moses and the Exodus. This is part four of that series. And in this series, I've tried to keep it short in length, about 25, 28 minutes long, as a way of introductory in nature to God's people. The first message was about Abraham and the covenant that God made with him, and then the covenant that he made with Isaac, and then the descendants after Isaac, forever lasting covenant. I talked about Abraham, Isaac, and then Jacob, and then Jacob's three sons, and then Jacob's son Joseph, who went to Egypt and then brought his family down to Egypt, and then they stayed there and multiplied for a period of time, until we're to the point of the Exodus, as you may be familiar with that story. And I last left off in part 3, in Exodus chapter 2, in verse 23, and it says here, "And it came to pass in process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage, and they cried, and their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage, and God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked unto the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them." End quote. So we're to that point. The children of Israel are in bondage and slavery in Egypt. A king who knew not Joseph or was not favorable with the Israelites came up to power before this, and it did not go well for the Israelites. So Moses, being as I said in the last message, he was high in power in the Egyptian government, and he was raised by Pharaoh's daughter, and he killed an Egyptian to save an Israelite, a Hebrew, and he had to fled Egypt because it was known among Pharaoh and all the Egyptians that he had killed one of the Egyptians. So he fled to the land of Midian. He has a wife there and raises a family. And now we're to the point where Moses comes upon the burning bush. You may be familiar with the story. If you've ever went to Sunday school, it's a story that many know, but most don't know the details of it. And although this series has been a lot of scripture I've been reading, it is a basic Bible study. And so we're going to start reading again in chapter 3, verse 1. And it says, "Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Hebron. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burnt with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush, and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. And he said, Draw not nigh hither, but put off thy shoes from thy feet, for thy place whereon thou standest is in holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I will surely see the afflictions of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrow. And I came up to deliver them out of the hands of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of the land unto a good land, and a large unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Amorite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, Who am I, that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, Certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee, that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say to them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, Thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Go and gather the elders of Israel together, and say unto them, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, and of Isaac, and of Jacob, appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you, and seen that which is done to you in Egypt. And I have said, I will bring up out of the affliction of Egypt unto the land of the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Amorite, the Perizzite, the Havite, and the Jebusite, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. We're going to stop right there. So the Lord has come unto Moses and told him that he's going to send him to Pharaoh to lead the Israelite people out of bondage in Egypt. Now we're going to go to chapter 4, where God equips Moses with what he should do when he comes in front of Pharaoh. Verse 1, And Moses answered and said, But behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice, for thou will say, The Lord hath not appeared unto me. And the Lord said unto him, What is that in thine hand? And he said, A rod, or staff. And he said, Cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it. And the Lord said unto Moses, Put forth thine hand, and take it by thy tail. And he put forth his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand, that thou may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath appeared unto me. And the Lord said therefore unto him, Put now thy hand into thy bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom, and when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous as snow. And he said, Put thine hand into thy bosom again. And he put his hand into his bosom again, and plucked it out of his bosom, and behold, it was turned again as his other flesh. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe thee, neither hearken to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe the voice of the latter sign. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe also these two signs, neither hearken unto thy voice, that thou shalt take of the water of the river and pour it upon the dry land, and the water which thou taketh out of the river shall become blood upon dry land. And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither therefore nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and slow of tongue. And the Lord said unto him, Who hath made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb, or the deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. And he said, O my Lord, send, I pray thee, by the hand of him whom thou shalt send. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses, and he said, Is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well, and also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee, and when he seeth thee, he will be glad in his heart. And we're going to stop there. So Moses is talking to God, and God tells Moses what he is to do when he comes unto Pharaoh. So Moses, in verse 18, goes down to Egypt to confront Pharaoh. He does the journey, and he confronts Pharaoh, as you may know the story, and the initial meeting does not go well, and Pharaoh continues to oppress the Israelites unto the plagues in Egypt that the Lord was going to send upon Egypt because Pharaoh will not let the children of Israel go. So Moses goes before Pharaoh, and he does as the Lord commanded him with the rod and turned it into a serpent. And then Pharaoh asked his sorcerers to cast their rods down in front of Moses and the rest of the people to do the same thing Moses does. But instead, Moses' snake, a rod that turned into a snake, devoured the magician's snakes up. Then Pharaoh continues to deny to release Israel. And the first plague of water that becomes into blood. And then the second plague of frogs. The third plague of lice. The fourth plague of flies. The death of the cattle. The plague of boils and blains. The plague of hail and fire. The plague of locusts. Then the plague of darkness. And then the last plague. We're going to read about that in chapter 11, in verse 1. It says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Yet I will bring one plague more upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt. Afterwards he will let you go hence. When he shall let you go, he shall surely thrust you out hence there altogether. Speak now in the ears of the people, and let every man borrow of his neighbor and every woman of her neighbor jewels of silver and jewels of gold, and the people... And the Lord gave the people fervor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servants, and in the sight of the people. And Moses said, Thus saith the Lord, About midnight I will go out into the midst of Egypt, and all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die. From the firstborn of Pharaoh that sitteth upon his throne, even unto the firstborn of the maiden servant that is behind the mill, and all the firstborn beast. And there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as there was none like it, nor shall there ever be like it any more. But against any children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue against man or beast, that ye shall know how the Lord doth put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. And all these thy servants shall come down unto me and bow down themselves unto me, say, Get thee out, and all the people that follow thee. And after that I will go out. And he went out from Pharaoh in a great anger. And the Lord said unto Moses, Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you, that my wonder may be multiplied in the land of Egypt. And Moses and Aaron did all these wonders before Pharaoh, and the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, so that he would not let the children of Israel out of his hand. Now we're going to stop there. Now the Lord has promised this last plague of the death of the firstborn of all the land of Egypt. But in chapter 12, he gives a protection, something for the Israelites to do in order for them to, the firstborn of the Israelites, to survive during this plague. And we're going to read here in verse 4 of chapter 12. And if the household be too little for, we're going to actually read in verse 3. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the 10th day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. And if the household be too little for a lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto him take it according to the number of his souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish. A male of the first year, ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats. And ye shall keep it unto the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening, And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two sides of the post and the upper doorpost of the houses, where they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, and roast it with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all the water, with the roast with fire, his head with its legs, and with the appearance therefor. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token unto the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Israel. We'll stop there. So God has given the Israelites the institution of Passover, which was a feast that they were to keep. And he told them on this one to, when they sacrifice their lamb or goat, to take the blood and put it on the doorposts and the lintels. And then he would pass over them that night when he smited all the firstborn in the land. So the Lord did what he said he was going to do. The firstborn in all Egypt, minus the Israelites that had partaken of Passover, and put the blood of the goat and the sheep on the doorpost and the lintel, they survived. Now, we're going to read here in chapter 13, verse 17. And it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war, and they return to Egypt. But God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went up, harnessed out of the land of Egypt. And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had straitly sworn the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones away hence with you. And they took their journey with them from Succoth, and encamped in Etham, in the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. And he took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. Now we're going to go to chapter 14. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and that they turn and encamp before Philhathor, between Migdol and the sea, over against Baal Zephon, before it shall ye encamp by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land, and the wilderness hath shut them in. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, that he shall follow after them, and I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord, and that they did so. And it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and his servants was turned against the people. And they said, why have we done this? Israel go from serving us. He made ready his chariots and took his people with him, and he took 600 chosen chariots, all of the chariots of Egypt, and captains over every one of them. And the Lord hardened the hearts of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with a high hand, and the Egyptians pursued after them. All the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and the horsemen and his army overtook them and camped by the sea, besides Pihahiroth, before Baal Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were sore afraid, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord and said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hath thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hath thou dealt thus with us, to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it has been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. And we're going to jump down to verse 21. And it says here, and Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and that the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went in the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall upon them on the right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued them in after them in the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning watch the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels, that they drave them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thine hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots, and upon their horsemen. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it, and the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. And the water returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the host of the Pharaoh that came under the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on the right and on the left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hands of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw the great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. And we're going to stop there. I encourage you to go back and read Exodus chapter 3 through 14, which is what we covered today. Because of time, I had to go over a lot of details in the story, but and only hit the highlights. But I encourage you to go back and read it. In the upcoming message, I'm going to cover the Israelites and their journey to Mount Sinai, and where God made a covenant with Israel, a marriage covenant of sorts, and gave them the law which they were to keep. And we'll go into the detail of that. That is a very, very important part of this story, which we'll get into. And then after that part of this series, this portion of the series will end, and then I will start another series on to where these people went and the dispersion and how where they ended up and where they are today. That is still a good bit down the line, but that is where we're leading into this. This first four parts is truly an introductory message for those that are not familiar with the story or those that would need a refresher on this course. In this history of Israel. Like I said in past messages, I know it's a lot of reading, and I know that it can be quite boring, me reading the scriptures, but I want to refresh people's memory and possibly even glean you some insight that you didn't know about this covenant and these people that God claimed for his own as his peculiar treasure. And we'll talk about that in messages to come. Thank you for listening to Christian American Ministries, and stay tuned for the rest of the series. Thank you.